This is a rec by Moth Lights for the podfic of Nine Tenths of the Law, read by Kath and written by Tsuki no Fairy. Styles is a demon who's looking to lay low rather than cause problems, and I like the way being in human form changes him. In addition to being a lovely read, this one holds a special place for me because my first ever podfic was for the sequel to this story, so I waited a long time to listen to this until after I was done. It was definitely worth the wait. Kath voices a terrific demon Styles. She gets the gravity of the sad parts when his mother's dying, and she nails the smart-aleckiness that is intrinsically Styles. I love her Derek, and I love her Allison, too. Actually, I love her Dean. There's this great crossover moment when Supernatural Sam and Dean show up, and she voices that so well. I've listened to this probably half a dozen times now, and whenever I miss Demon Styles, up it comes again. Here's a short excerpt.
Derek still didn't look at him, instead finding the dirty laundry basket in the corner of the room fascinating.
"You really are him," he said softly. "I thought for sure you'd been lying to Scott, but you're Styles."
"Maybe." Arms still crossed, Styles leaned back, crossing his ankle over his knee. "Maybe I did lie to Scott. Maybe the real Styles is in here screaming his head off while I lead you all into a trap."
"You wouldn't."
The absolute certainty in Derek's voice was actually kind of insulting. "Hello, demon here, fiend from hell," he snapped, flinging his arms wide to encompass all the evil he was theoretically capable of. "How would you know?"
"I spoke with the Winchesters."
"You spoke with... you idiot!" Rage colored the shadows across Styles' vision. His head up so fast his foot stomped the floor, making the pictures on the wall shudder. "What the hell is it with werewolves and no self-preservation instinct? Do you want to be shot full of wolfsbane? Between you and Scott, I..." Styles' rant trailed off. He could only see a little bit of the corner of Derek's mouth, but it was smiling, and his heartbeat had skipped. "You lying bastard!"